let your power fall upon us. Let your Holy Spirit lead us to pray the kind of prayers you want to hear us pray tonight. Let your glory fill this place. And let your name be glorified as we pray. Let mighty miracles happen as we pray. Thank you, Lord, because we know you will surprise us with wonders. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. I welcome every one of you to the Lord's presence. I trust that you will meet with God during this prayer session, just as Jacob met with the angel of the Lord and he prevailed and his life never remained the same again. I am trusting God for you that as we pray tonight, you will encounter God. That you will encounter God's power and your life will not remain the same again. In Jesus' name. So we are going to take some worship songs before we begin to pray with prayer points. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name, O Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. Oh Lord. Oh Lord. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name. How excellent is your name, O Lord. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, oh Lord, I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. I cannot do without you. Oh Lord, do something new in my life, something new in my life, something new in my life. Oh Lord, do something new in my life. Do something new in my life, something glorious in my life, something new in my life, oh Lord. Thou art worthy, thou art worthy, O Lord, you're worthy to receive glory, honor, and power. For thou art created all things, and for thy pleasure they are and were created. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest, Hosanna in the highest. Hosanna, 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 Hosanna in the highest. God will lift you up, God will lift up your name. We lift up your name with an heart full of praise. With an heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name. God will lift up your name. We'll lift up your name with a heart full of praise. With a heart full of praise, be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great is your power. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. You are the Almighty God. Great are you, Lord. You are the Lion of Judah. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. We cry, Abba Father, hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Lord of hosts, we praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise you, Lord. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. From east to west, there is no other God. From north to south, I say there is no other God. There is no other God. From east to west, there is no other God, no God like Jesus. From north to south, I say there is no other God. We are here again. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control right here. We are here again to seek your face. We are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. To receive from you, we are here again. To receive strength, we are here again. Father, we are here again. Holy Ghost, come and take control. You are covenant-keeping God. Yahweh, the covenant-keeping God. You keep your promises, you are covenant-keeping God. You never change, you never fail. Yahweh, the covenant-keeping God. You do what you say, O Lord, you are covenant-keeping God. We will trust you forever, Yahweh, the covenant-keeping God. You are who you are yesterday, today and forevermore. What you say is what you do. You never change. You never change. You never fail. You are faithful to the end. Faithful God, I worship you. I worship you. You are too faithful to fail me. Jesus, you are too faithful to disappoint me. You have proven yourself in my life, and I have come to realize that you are too faithful to fail me. He's too faithful to fail. You are too faithful to fail us. Jesus, you are too faithful to disappoint us. You've proven yourself in our lives, and we've come to realize that you are too faithful to fail us. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh. 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 You are Yahweh. Hey, you are Yahweh. King of glory, you are Yahweh. You are Yahweh. Bright morning star, you are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Yes, Lord. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. You are Yahweh, Alpha, Omega. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Worthy is the Lamb of God. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb. Worthy is the Lamb that was slain. Glory, glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Glory, alleluia. Praise the Lord. He's alive. Amen. He's alive. Jesus, he's alive. Forever, he's alive. Amen. He's alive. Amen. In your life, Jesus, he's alive. Forever, he's alive. Amen. you anointed mano, you anointed mano, you are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You are not a man, you are not a man, oh. You are not a man, oh. You are the God of everything, no one like you. You are not a man, you are not a man, oh. You are not a man. You are the God who opens doors no man can shut. You are not a man. You are not a man. You are not a man. You are the God of everything, no one like you, no one like you, Lord, no one like you, Jesus, no one like you, no one like you, no one like you, Father, no one like you, no one like you. No one like you, Savior. No one like you, Master. You are the God of everything. No one like you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. Lord of hosts. God, you reign forever. Oh, we worship you. We worship you, Lord. We worship you. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. God, you reign forever. We worship you. Lord of hosts, we worship you. We worship you. Hallelujah. Begin to praise him. Adore him, glorify him, magnify him, worship him, worship him, worship him. With the whole of your heart, worship him. With all your voice, worship him. Worship him from a grateful heart. Worship him from a thankful heart. Worship him because he is your creator. He is your father. He is your Lord. He is your savior. He is your king. Your helper. Your restorer. Worship him. The one who was and is to come. The God of Israel. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Lord of Lords, the King of Kings, the King of Glory. Worship him. He is before all things, and by him all things consist. worship him. Only him speak and it comes to pass. Nothing happens without his approval. Worship him, glorify him, magnify him. Oh Lord, we are here to praise him. We are here to worship him. We are here to magnify you. We are here, oh Lord, to adore you. For you alone is the Lord. You alone is the Lord. You alone is a living God. You alone is the most powerful. We praise you, Father. Most merciful. Most loving God. We worship you, Lord. No one can forgive us as you do. No one can heal us as you do. No one can save us as you do. No one, Father. No one, Father. You are everything to us. Blessed be your holy name. You shake the nations. You trouble kingdoms to execute your will, to carry out your desires. You level mountains. You melt mountains. You crush your enemies so that you can have your way. You drive out demons. You remove incurable diseases. We worship you, Father. You give life to the dead. You give hope to the hopeless. You give strength to the weak. We worship you, Father. Blessed be your holy name. Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises and thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to thank God with this prayer point. You're going to say, Father, thank you for doing impossible things in my life. Some of us, we looked at our lives and situations and we saw a lot of things that would have been impossible except for God, except for God's intervention. A lot of things would have been impossible if not by the power of God. And I believe the same is true in your life. Many things would have been impossible in your life if not for God's power. Begin to thank God. Say, Father, thank you for doing impossible things in my life. For with men, it is not possible. Even with my own wisdom and strength, those things will never happen. But you made them happen. Open your mouth and begin to thank God like that. Begin to thank God like that. Say, Father, thank you for doing impossible things in my life. Thank you for doing impossible things in my life. Thank you, Lord, for doing impossible things in my life. Things that would never have happened if not for you, if not for your touch, if not for your power, if not for your mercy, if not for your love, if not for your grace. Those things will never have happened. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. for impossible things you have done in my spirit. Impossible things you have done in my soul. Impossible things you have done in my body. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. We are still going to thank him. You're going to thank God for the salvation of your soul. There is no other miracle that is greater than the miracle of saving souls. Yeah, the miracle of God saving souls. There is no other miracle greater than that. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for the salvation of my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me a Christian. Thank you for making me to believe you. The Bible says that no one would come to the Father except the Father draw him. Yeah, Jesus said no one would believe him except God have drawn that person. No one will receive Jesus except they have been drawn by God. So the fact that you are here this night, this evening, this midnight, is because God draws you to Jesus. Because God draws you to himself. So you're going to say, Father, thank you for saving my soul. So the fact that you make a decision to repent of your sins is a miracle. Is a great miracle. The fact that you made a decision, a determination to repent of your sins, to forsake your sinful life, and to receive Jesus into your life is a miracle. Because there are people out there who still refuse to repent and to turn to God up to now. Say, Father, thank you for saving my soul. Say, thank you, Father, for saving my soul. Thank you for the salvation of my soul. Thank you for making me to repent genuinely and to turn away from my sins. Thank you for making me to come out of darkness and enter into your light. Thank you for making me to believe in Jesus. Thank you for making me a Christian. Thank you for making me a believer. Thank you for saving my soul. I believe you're praying like that. Thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You are still going to thank God again. You're going to say, Father, thank you for executing judgment on my enemies. You're going to say, Father, thank you for executing judgment on my enemies. Jesus said in the Bible, Jesus said that the prince of this world have been judged. The forces ruling this world, they have been judged. Powers and principalities, they have been judged. Rulers of darkness, they have been judged. All forces of witchcraft and activities of witchcraft, they have been judged. Even sicknesses and diseases have been judged. The power of sin have been judged. So begin to say, Father, thank you for executing judgment on my enemies. Thank you for executing your judgment on my enemies. begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. All your enemies have been judged. All your enemies. God has judged them. And their judgment is destruction. Destruction. Complete destruction. God has executed judgment on your enemies. Say thank you, Father. Say thank you, Father. Say thank you, Father. Say thank you, Father, for executing judgment on my enemies. Thank you for executing judgment on my enemies. Thank you, Jesus, for destroying all my enemies. Thank you, Jesus, for destroying the powers of darkness. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to talk to God. You're going to say, Father, let grace that makes all things easy, let that grace enter into my life. Say, Father, let grace that makes achieving good things easy, let it enter into my life. Grace that makes achieving victory easy, achieving success easy, achieving breakthroughs easy, achieving progress easy. Lord, let that grace enter into my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. She said to the heart Krishna, Tete Bahanana Sheshana, grace that makes difficult things easy. Let that grace, O Lord, enter into my life. Naharshu shikete shadana. Grace that makes difficult things easy. O Lord, let that grace enter into my life. Lord, inject that grace into my life. Inject that grace, that grace into my life right now in the name of Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. Grace that makes achieving success easy. Grace that makes moving forward easy. Grace that makes rising easy. Grace that makes that makes greatness easy. Oh Lord, send that grace into my life. Release that grace into my life. Grace that makes becoming victorious easy. Grace that makes success and breakthroughs easy. Grace that makes elevation easy. Grace that makes spiritual growth easy. Grace that makes living a holy life easy. Oh Lord, release that grace into my life. Send that grace into my life. Thank you, Lord. Grace that makes serving God easy, pleasing God easy. Grace that makes working miracles easy. Oh Lord, release that grace into my life. Grace that makes manifestation of spiritual gifts easy. Oh Lord, release that grace into my life. Grace that makes fasting easy. praying for long hours. He is. Oh Lord, release that grace into my life. Grace that makes prosperity easy. Grace that makes greatness happen easily. Grace that makes possessing riches and wealth easy. Oh Lord, release that grace into my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus, grace that makes walking in power, walking in dominion, walking in divine authority easy. Oh Lord, release that grace into my life. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Yeah, something is happening in your life as you are praying this prayer. Continue to pray. Grace that makes seeing visions easy. Seeing divine revelations easy. Grace that makes hearing God's voice easy. Oh Lord, release that grace into my life. Right now in the name of Jesus. Grace that makes getting revelations, divine revelations easy. Grace that makes prophesying easy. Oh Lord, release that grace into my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God destroy ancestral battles from my father's house, limiting the manifestation of my destiny. Let the hunger of God consume them now. Open your mouth and pray like that. Perhaps you should take it tashanana. Ancestral battles from my father's house, stopping the manifestation of my destiny, the manifestation of my calling, the fulfillment of my destiny. Let the hunger of God destroy them all. Let the hunger of God consume them all. Let the hunger of God consume them all. Powers of darkness from my father's house. Powers of darkness from my father's bloodline. Stopping the manifestation of my calling and destiny. Be consumed by the hunger of God. In the name of Jesus, powers of darkness, forces of darkness, powers of darkness, attacking the manifestation and fulfillment of my calling and destiny, be consumed by the hunger of God right now. Right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're still going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume every darkness that have made me a slave to fear. Say, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume every darkness that is making me a slave to fear. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. The digestion guitar. Nisa Sushida, Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume every darkness, making me a slave to fear. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Consume them now. Consume them now. In the name of Jesus, every darkness making me a slave to fear, catch fire of the Holy Ghost. Thank you, Lord. Every spirit of darkness making me a slave to fear, catch fire of the Holy Ghost right now. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're still going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to pray like this. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, consume every darkness, making me to lose interest in the things of the Spirit. Every darkness making me to lose interest, making me not to be committed to the things of the kingdom of God. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume that darkness right now in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. You need to understand that the things of the Spirit are not a choice to a Christian. They are a must. Or let me say, they are not an option. The things of the Spirit. Commitment to the things of the Spirit. Dedication to the things of the Spirit is not an option to Christians. It is a must to Christians. It's not something you should just ignore. It is a must. Begin to pray, say, fire of the Holy Ghost, destroy every darkness walking in my mind, making me to lose interest in spiritual things. Every darkness walking in my soul, making me to lose interest in the things of heaven, in the things of God, in the things of God's kingdom. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them now. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. Fire of the Holy Ghost, consume them all. Consume them all. Consume them all. Consume them all. Begin to say, I receive fire to be committed to the things of the Spirit. Begin to say, I receive fire to be dedicated to the things of the Spirit. Begin to say, I receive fire to be devoted, or to devote myself to the things of the Spirit, to the things of God, to the things of God's kingdom from this moment onward, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, I receive the divine package you have sent into my life through your angels. Raise up your right hand and then you will say, I receive the divine package God has sent into my life through his angels. I receive them now. I receive them now in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray like that. Say, I receive the divine package, the heavenly package that God has sent into my life through his angels. I receive it now. I receive them now. I receive them now. In the name of Jesus, I receive them now. The divine package, the divine blessing that God has sent into my life through his angels, I receive them now. In the name of Jesus, I receive them. I claim them. I possess them. I receive them. I lay hold of them right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, you need to understand that the days you spent in sin usually establishes covenants. Yeah. All the time you spend committing sin, there is covenants of darkness that have been initiated in those times. It could be many years ago you gave yourself to all kinds of sin. And it could be recently you give yourself to committing sin. So you need to understand that every time men commit sin, demons take advantage of those moments to initiate covenants. Covenants that would make those people addicted to sins, and covenants that would, you know, bind them to darkness. Yeah. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release the blood of Jesus into my life to destroy every covenant of darkness that was initiated when I was committing sin against you, when I was doing immoralities, when I was doing unrighteousness, when I was sinning against you. Oh Lord, in your mercy, release the blood of Jesus to destroy every covenant of darkness that was initiated at that time. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, in your mercy, release the blood of Jesus to destroy covenants of darkness that was initiated in those times I give myself to sin. Release the blood of Jesus to destroy them now. Release the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Gahashi shedinamashta. Leshtose anihashda. Mahateshu gedarabala. Release the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus. Release the blood of Jesus. Father, release the blood of Jesus now. Those times I'm giving examples now. Those times, you will tell God, those times I was visiting wrong churches, visiting wrong places for prayers, visiting false prophets. All the covenants of darkness that were initiated against my life in those times, oh Lord, release the blood of Jesus to destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Covenants of darkness that were initiated during the time I gave myself to unrighteousness, during the time I gave myself to doing against your will, to doing things that are contrary to your will. Oh Lord, release the blood of Jesus to destroy those covenants right now. Right now, right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to cast out every spirit that does not want you to grow spiritually, to grow mature in Christ. You're going to cast out such spirit. Yeah, I don't know if I've said it before. The greatest investment of Satan into attacking Christians. You know, Satan is busy attacking Christians every second. Now, the highest of his attacks is to stop Christians from growing spiritually. What I'm saying is that there are more demons assigned to stop Christians from growing spiritually than any other demons assigned to do any other evil things in the world. I don't know if you understand what I'm saying. There are more demons assigned from hell to stop Christians from growing spiritually than any other demons sent to carry out evil agenda on earth. Yeah, I believe you get my point. Yeah, you know, demons are being sent to ensure that evil happen on earth and to ensure that people are slaves to sin. Yeah, so for every sin that people commit on earth, there are millions of demons backing up that sin. For each sin people commit, there are billions of demons backing up each sin. But now I'm telling you that the number of demons that are sent just to stop you from growing spiritually, they are the highest number of demons. I hope you understand my point now. So you have to defeat those demons if you will grow spiritually. You have to conquer them. Yeah. How do I know this? Because I knew the battles I fought when I was pushing myself to grow spiritually. That was how I knew that the greatest darkness from hell is the darkness that don't want you to grow mature in Christ. So you're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let fire fall and consume every darkness that surrounds my life to stop me from growing into maturity in Christ Jesus. Every darkness that surrounds my spirit, that surrounds my soul, that surrounds my body, my mind, to stop me from growing mature in Christ Jesus, be consumed by fire. Be consumed by fire. Open your mouth and pray like that. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray. Say, let fire fall. Let fire fall from the throne of God and consume every darkness that surrounds my soul and spirit and body, to stop me from growing mature in Christ Jesus. Let fire fall and consume them all. As it is written, fire goeth forth before the Lord and consumes his foes on every side. Let fire fall and destroy them all. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, set my spirit man on fire to be sensitive to all that you are doing for my benefit. Yeah, God is working in your life, but you are not sensitive. You are not sensitive. God is busy working so that your life can improve. God is busy working so that you can know him more. God is busy working in your life so that you can grow, so that you can be victorious. But you are not sensitive to what he is doing in your life. And that is why you're not seeing changes in your life. So you're going to say, Father, set my spirit man on fire. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, set my spirit man on fire to be sensitive to all that you are doing in my life. All that you are doing in my life to change my life, to move my life forward. Set my spirit on fire to be sensitive to them. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Thank you, Lord. Continue to pray like that. Say, Father, set my spirit on fire. Set my spirit on fire. Set my spirit on fire to be awakened to all that your angels are doing. To all that you are doing, to all that your Holy Spirit is doing in my life, to improve my life, to move my life forward. Set my spirit on fire to see those things. Set my spirit on fire to know those things. Set my spirit on fire to see what you are doing and to see what you have already done for my good. Set my spirit on fire to see your operations in my life, to sense your operations in my life. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. I don't know why many Christians love to lean on their own wisdom and understanding. When God's wisdom is available for them to solve problems in their lives. Yeah, the Bible says, if any man lack wisdom, let him ask God, and God will freely give such person. I don't know why Christians would lean on their own understanding. Why they would trust their own understanding, their own wisdom, more than God's wisdom. It's foolishness. Yeah, when you can just pray and say, God, show me the way out of this problem. Show me how to fix this problem. Just a very simple prayer. You can just go on your knees in your room and say, God, please teach me how to handle this. Show me how to overcome this. And God will just respond. And then you just leave God aside. And then you keep trying to solve problems and fix things with your own head, with your own understanding, with your own wisdom. That is foolishness. Yeah. The Bible says that in all your ways, acknowledge Him. Yeah, that you should not lean on your own understanding. Seek God's wisdom. And that is how a lot of issues in your life will be solved. Yeah. I've heard of people that they would tell me that while they were praying to the Holy Spirit about how the problems in their lives will be solved, that the Holy Spirit told them to come to me and share the problem with me. Yeah. And eventually by the time I would look at the problem and give them counsel and direction, then they become happy because eventually the problem will be solved. Almost immediately, the problem will be solved. Yeah. Because they follow divine wisdom. And what is the wisdom? Go and talk to this servant of God about the issue. Now, I'm not saying that is how God will lead you. Yeah, that is just an example. God, in some other cases, God can just lead you to a scripture in the Bible to read. And when you open to that scripture, you just find the solution to your problem in that scripture. Some other times, God can give you a prayer point and tell you, pray like this. And once you pray like that, you just see the solution to your problems. Yeah, so it's so simple. But Christians, they would put God aside. And I don't know how some Christians think they will put God aside. And then they'll be looking for solution with their own wisdom. Yeah. And that is how they keep getting frustrated and frustrated. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me. Help me to always depend on your wisdom. Help me to always seek your wisdom in all situations. Help me to rely on your wisdom and not my own wisdom and not my common sense and not my intellect. Some of you think you're smart, but how far or how long have your smartness take you in life? All the smartness that you think you have, how long has it taken you in life? How much success have your smartness got for you? Talk to God. Say, Lord, help me to always lean on your wisdom. Help me to always depend on your wisdom and not my own wisdom. Help me to depend on the wisdom of the Bible. There is wisdom in the Bible. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, oh Lord, help me to always trust in your wisdom, in your direction. Help me to always trust in your wisdom and not my own wisdom. Help me to always depend on your wisdom. Help me to always seek your wisdom in all situations, in issues of life, in the midst of challenges in life. Help me to look away from my own wisdom and understanding. Help me to look for your wisdom. Help me to seek your wisdom. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father. Help me, Father, to always remember that there is a higher wisdom that is far greater than the one in my brain. Help me to always remember that there is a higher wisdom. Thank you, Lord. And help me to seek your wisdom always in all situations. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. People who spend time with God, they are always wise. People who spend time hearing from God, listening to God. People who spend time listening to messages that are coined from the Word of God. People who spend time with the Word of God, they are always wise people. So the question is, how much time do you spend listening to the Word of God? Listening to messages. Yeah, messages. Teachings of the Word of God. I'm not talking of some teachings that are based on errors and false doctrines that are out there. I'm talking about teachings that are based on the Word of God. How much time do you spend listening to those teachings? Like in this ministry, we have a lot of Bible study teachings. And up to now, this moment I'm talking, there are people on our platforms that have not even listened to one of those teachings. They have not listened to one of the teachings. Yeah, and they want to be wise. It's not possible. Yeah, wisdom is going to form in you as you listen to the Word of God, as you listen to messages from God, as you listen to sermons that are based on the Word of God, as you listen even to the Bible, as you read and study the Bible. So you're going to pray, you're going to say, Father, teach me to develop an attitude of hearing your word, listening to your word, studying your word, meditating on your word, so that I can be wise. Help me to develop that attitude. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Help me, O Lord, to develop the attitude of listening to your word, studying your word, studying your word, studying your word, meditating on your word, seeking for your voice. Those that hear God's voice a lot. They are always wise people. Those that hear God's voice a lot, they are always wise. So Lord, help me to always seek for your voice. Help me to always listen to your word. Study your word. Help me to always listen to messages, teachings, sermons that are rooted in your word. Help me, Father, to have an attitude that listen for your word, listen for your voice, and listen to your word. Help me to have that attitude. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. What does it mean to be wise? To be wise is to be in the right place at the right time. To be wise is to be doing the right thing at the right time. To be wise is to say the right thing at the right time. To be wise is to know the right path to follow. To know the right direction to follow in every situation. To know the right path to follow and succeed. The right path to follow and overcome. So you're going to pray for the spirit of wisdom that you can be wise in these last days. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, put on me your spirit of wisdom, for I want to be wise. I want to be wise. I want to be wise. I want to be found in the right place at the right time. I want to be found doing the right thing at the right time. I want to be found saying the right words at the right time. I want to keep quiet when I should be quiet. I want to talk when I should talk. I want to always take the right actions that will lead to success and progress. Oh Lord, put on me your spirit of wisdom. Put on me your spirit of wisdom. Open your mouth and pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, put on me your spirit of wisdom that surpasses the wisdom of this world. Your spirit of wisdom that surpasses the wisdom of men. Your spirit of wisdom that surpasses the wisdom of the wisest of men. Lord, put that spirit upon me. So that I can succeed in life. Put on me the spirit of wisdom. So that I would not make mistakes in life. So that I will make right choices in life. Put on me the spirit of wisdom. So that I will excel. So that I will prosper. Put on me the spirit of wisdom so that everything I do will always be right. So that everything I do will always be the right thing to do. Put on me the spirit of wisdom put on me that spirit, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. A lot of Christians in these last days lack divine wisdom. They lack God's wisdom. What is moving them is foolishness, is not God's wisdom. I mean, what is moving many Christians to take actions, to do whatever they are doing, including ministers of God? What is moving them? What is motivating them, driving them, is foolishness and not God's wisdom. Yeah, and that is why many of them keep struggling and struggling, and they don't see any success. Whereas there is this wise Christian who only takes action by listening to God's wisdom, and everything he does keep on prospering. Everything he does keep on excelling. I mean, he keeps on succeeding in everything he does. Yeah. You're going to pray. I want you to be a wise Christian. Yeah. I want you to be a wise Christian. You know, when you are walking in divine wisdom, there is nothing like trial and error. There is nothing like, let me try this one, maybe it will work. Let me try that one, maybe it will work. God, that is not God's wisdom. There is no trial and error in God's wisdom. God's wisdom is yes and amen. Yeah, so when God says follow that path, it has to work. So there's nothing like maybe it will work. No, it has to work, because it is God that says follow that path. So definitely it has to work. That is divine wisdom. Yeah, but when you are just checking which one will work, let me try this or let me try that one, you will always be confused. Yeah, you will always be confused. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, I refuse to be foolish. I refuse to be a foolish Christian in these last days. Lord, fill me with your wisdom so that I can prosper in everything I do, so that I can excel in everything I do. Fill me with your wisdom. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Pray like that. God's wisdom is manifested in simple instructions. Do this, don't do that. Do that, don't do this. Simple instructions. Wait, don't do anything. Yeah, that is God's wisdom. Sit there, don't move. That is God's wisdom. Is in simple instructions that comes from the Holy Spirit. Simple instructions. Simple instructions. Keep quiet. Yeah, don't talk. In that matter, don't get involved. Don't associate with that person. Simple instruction. That is God's wisdom. And many Christians will not follow those instructions. Just simple instructions from the Holy Spirit, they will not follow. Say, oh Lord, I refuse to be a foolish Christian in these last days. Say, I refuse to be a foolish believer in these last days. Fill me with your wisdom so that I can succeed. So that can I do so that I can exhale greatly? Oh Lord, fill me with your wisdom. I refuse to be confused. I refuse to be a confused Christian. I refuse to be misled. I refuse to be deceived. Oh Lord, fill me with your wisdom so that I can excel. Talk to God. Fill me with your wisdom. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. One of the reasons why some Christians don't seek for God's wisdom is because they are afraid that God will tell them to do something that they don't want to do. Yeah, they are afraid that God will say something that is not what they are interested in. Yeah. And that is why they are not wise. They are slaves of themselves. And that is why they are not wise. They are not ready to go out of their shells. Yeah, so some Christians, they have put themselves in a shell. Yeah, because they only like things that make them comfortable. Yeah, they are not willing to come out of their comfort zone. Yeah, they just like everything that comes easily. Yeah, and that is why they are foolish. Yeah, because they love themselves more than God. So they are scared that God will tell them to do something that is not what they like, or that is something that is not within their comfort zone. Yeah. Or within their pleasure zone. You're going to pray. You're going to say, oh Lord, deliver me from the slavery of myself that has made me foolish for years. Say, oh Lord, deliver me from the slavery of myself that have made me a foolish believer for years. Deliver me now. Open your mouth and begin to pray. You cannot love yourself more than God and think you will be wise. It's impossible. You cannot be serving yourself. You cannot be worshiping yourself and think you will be wise. It's not possible. Say, oh Lord, deliver me from every slavery of myself. In whatsoever ways I have become a slave to myself. Oh Lord, deliver me now. Deliver me now. Deliver me now. Release me to be wise. Thank you, Lord. Deliver me from the slavery of myself so that I can be wise. I want to be wise. I want to be wise. In the name of Jesus. Oh Lord, deliver me from the slavery of myself so that I can be wise. In the name of Jesus. divine. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We are still praying. The Bible is full of examples of wise people and how through their wisdom they became great. Yeah, we know of Joseph. We know of Daniel. Yeah. And many others who through wisdom became great. Through wisdom, they became great. The whole world is waiting for men and women of wisdom. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, baptize me with your spirit of wisdom. Baptize me in your spirit of wisdom to begin to invent solutions to the problems in my generation. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, fill me with the spirit of wisdom so much that I begin to create solutions, invent solutions, pioneer solutions that will solve the problems prevailing in my generation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Just one man saved the whole world from a famine, and you know his name, Joseph, through wisdom. We are Christians that are able to solve the problems in this world through the wisdom of God. Where are those Christians? Where are they? Say, oh Lord, fill me with your wisdom so much that I begin to create solutions to the problems prevailing in the world. Solutions to the problems affecting my generation. Fill me with your wisdom. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Wisdom. Wisdom to solve problems prevailing in my generation. Wisdom to solve problems that have enslaved my generation. Fill me with that wisdom, O Lord. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see you're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see the hand of all things. Yeah. if you are able to see the end of things, you'll be able to know how to handle those things. You know, God is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending. So God already know the end of all things, even before He created those things. Yeah, God already know what will happen before they happen. Yeah, so there is an end to all things. Yeah, and God can by His Spirit show you the end. And and by that, you will be wise. If you're able to know the end, you will be wise. For instance, I know the end of the world. I know that this world will melt. According to the scriptures, this world will melt with fervent heat. You know how you put a rubber in the fire or a plastic in the fire? How a plastic melts in the fire? That is how this old world, all the elements of this world, that is how they will melt away. So that is the end of the world. Yeah. So that there is an end to all things. So if you're able to know the end, you will know, you will be wise. You will know how to handle those things when you know the end. Or maybe some of you already know the end, but you don't like to think about the end. Like some people, some people don't want to hear anything about death. Yeah, they don't want to hear anything about death. They are so scared of death. But all humans will grow old and die. Yeah, so there is an end even to human life in this body. Yeah, all humans will grow old and die. Yeah, so when you know the end of things, you will be wise. Yeah, you will definitely be wise. So you are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to see the end of all things. You are kind of asking for the ability to see the future is also the same ability to see the future. Yeah. Some of you might be planning to get married. God can open your eyes to see the end of your marriage even before you enter into the marriage. Yeah, how the marriage will look like and where it will end, God can tell you even now. Or maybe you want to start a business, God can show you the end, how everything will look like eventually before you go into that business. If it is good to go into it or not, God will show you. Yeah. So you're going to say, Father, open my eyes to begin to know, to begin to see the end of all things. The end of all things. So that I can be wise. Begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus. Say, oh Lord, open my eyes. Open my heart to discern the end of all things. the hand of all things. The hand of all things. So that I can be wise. So that I will know how to handle those things. And I will know if to go for such things or not. So that I will know even if to touch those things or not. Open my eyes, O Lord, to see the hand of all things. You said in your word that your Holy Spirit will show us things to come. Open my eyes to see the hand of all things. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 5 more prayer points. Then I will be praying for you. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive hunger for the hunger to seek after the deep things of God. A lot of Christians only know the shallow things of God. There are deep things of God. Deep things in God. Say, in the name of Jesus, I receive hunger. I receive hunger to seek after the deep things of God. I refuse to be a shallow Christian. I receive hunger to seek after, to pursue after the deep things of God, the deep things of God's kingdom. Open your mouth and pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, I receive the hunger. I receive the thirst. I receive cravings for the deep things of God. I receive strong cravings for the deep things in God's kingdom. I receive hunger to pursue after the deep things of God. I refuse to be a shallow Christian. I refuse to be a shallow believer. In the name of Jesus, I receive hunger. I receive hunger. I receive hunger. The Bible says, blessed are those that hunger and thirst for righteousness. For they shall be filled. For they shall be filled. See, I receive hunger for the deep things of God. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. I have said it before, that there is a depth you will get to in God that some things will have to happen in your life physically. Some things will just have to happen. Yeah, there's a depth you get to and you can no longer fall sick anymore. And you can no longer you can no longer be enslaved by demons. There's a depth you get to and you can no longer be poor. There's a depth you get to, and you just have to be great. Yeah. So everything is spiritual. Don't be deceived by trying to separate spiritual from the physical. It is deception. Yeah. And they have deceived us. I also was deceived. But God delivered me. Yeah, there is no separation between spiritual and physical. Everything is spiritual. Yeah, everything is spiritual. Because from the beginning, there was no separation between spiritual and physical. Yeah, when God created Adam and Eve, they were spiritual beings. And they were more conscious of the spirit realm than the physical realm. To the point that they did not even know. They didn't know they were naked. Yeah, to show you how spiritually conscious they were. Yeah, so the spiritual was ruling the physical to the point that they did not even know they were naked. So everything was spiritual from the beginning. So don't let anyone deceive you. So if you do well spiritually, it is sure that you will do well physically. I don't know if you get my point. If you prosper spiritually, you prevail spiritually, it is sure and certain, 100%, that you will prosper physically, and that you will succeed physically, and that you will be great physically. Yeah. The people in the kingdom of darkness, they know this rule. They know this rule. And that is how they are ruling the world. They know this law is a principle, is a truth. They know it, and that is how they control the world. Have you ever seen Satan face to face? Of course not. Do you know whether Satan is black or white? Of course not. But Satan is ruling the world. How? How? Through the spiritual. He's controlling everybody. Through the spiritual. And everybody's doing what he wants. The kings, the presidents, the governors, prime ministers, they are all doing what Satan wants. And no one has ever seen Satan face to face. Or maybe some of them might have gone down into the realm where Satan is. Because some of them can travel into other dimensions. Yeah, but I'm trying to tell you that the spiritual has always ruled the physical. Yeah. And if you as a believer, if you get deep into God, you will get to a point that all the physical things will begin to run after you. You won't have to be running after money, running after fame, running after recognition, running after breakthrough, success. They will be running after you, not you running after them. I know what I'm talking about. So you're going to pray. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to get deep into you such that I begin to see a great transformation in my life. Help me, O Lord, to dive deep. within you. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Lord, help me to go deep in you. Help me to go deep in you. Help me to get deep into you, such that all my life become transformed. Lord, help me. Show me how to get deep into you. Deep in your love. Deep into your love. Deep into your ways. Deep into your understanding, your knowledge, your wisdom. Deep into your revelations. Help me, O Lord, to go deep into you, such that my entire life become changed. Help me, Father. Help me, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Three more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, give me grace to live a sacrificial Christian life. There is no elevation without sacrifice. In the kingdom of God, you go up by going down. That is how to go up in the kingdom of God. You go up by going down. So you have to lay down your life. You have a lot to lose. Yeah. You have a lot to lose before you will gain. In the kingdom of God, you must lose a lot. But many Christians don't want to lose anything. They have no discipline. They have no self-denial. They are not willing to live a sacrificial life. And they want to be elevated by God. How is that going to happen? So talk to God. Say, oh Lord, give me grace to live a sacrificial Christian life. Give me grace to live a sacrificial Christian life so that you can lift me up, so that you can promote me, so that you can elevate me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. If you think you have been sacrificial, do more. Sacrifice more. Be ready to sacrifice more to gain a lot in God's kingdom. Say, oh Lord, give me grace. 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 Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Give me grace to live a sacrificial Christian life. Yeah. You should not be motivated by what you want to gain. Yeah, Christians are not like that. They are not being motivated by what they want to gain and gain. Christians are people who should be motivated by what they want to give out. What they want to dispense out. Not what they want to gain. And that is how God will bless them, because God knows they will always give out. Say, oh Lord, give me grace to be a sacrificial Christian, to live a sacrificial Christian life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Two more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to always dwell in your presence. Help me to always live in your presence. Help me to go everywhere in your presence. Help me to always walk in your presence. Help me to keep your presence with me all the time. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Bible says to be carnally minded is death. When you are carnally minded, you drive away the Holy Spirit. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. When you are spiritually minded, you invite the Holy Spirit. Say, oh Lord, help me to always keep your presence with me all the time. Thank you, Lord. I believe you're praying. So, Lord, help me to walk in your presence all the time. Live in your presence. Dwell in your presence. Live in your presence. Walk in your presence. Talk in your presence. Everything I do, let me do it in your presence. Let me do it in the spirit and not in the flesh. Help me to carry with me your presence in every way I go. Help me to be a lover of your presence. Help me to be addicted to your presence. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now, the last prayer point. Now, I noticed that some Christians, they make this mistake a lot. Yeah. They kind of think others are in the same era they are in. Let's say, for instance, you noticed a weakness in your life, and you know that this is a weakness. And then you begin to see other people as like you. You begin to think others, other believers, are like you, that they have the same weakness that you have. Yeah. And that is making it difficult for you to tap from the strength that is in those people. Yeah, God has put strength in some Christians, and you might have some of them around you. Yeah, but when you're supposed to be seeing strength in others, you just conclude in your mind that the same thing you are struggling with, they are also struggling with it. You just conclude in your mind that the same darkness that have enslaved you, that is controlling you, is also controlling them. So that is That is a deception from the enemy to stop you from rising out of the place of defeat. That is the strategy of the enemy to keep you down. So you're going to pray. So you must stop thinking others have the problem you have. Others don't have the problem you have. They also might have problems, but not the problem you have. So you need to start seeing the strength that is in others and how you can connect with that strength. Yeah, you need to start seeing the strength that is in others. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, open my eyes to begin to see the strength and the light that is in other believers so that I can learn from them, so that I can agree with them. I can connect with the same light, with the same strength that there is in them. Open my eyes, oh God. Begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. God has placed around us people that carries His light and strength. Begin to say, oh Lord, open my eyes to see Your light and Your strength in other believers so that I can learn from them, so that I can connect with the light that is in them, so that I can connect with the grace You have put in them. Open my eyes to see Your goodness in other believers, Your light in other believers, Your strength in other believers, Your wisdom, Your grace in other believers, so that I can connect with it and be strong and be wise. In the name of Jesus. Thank You, Father. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. Amen. I'm going to be praying for you now. Raise up your right hand as I pray. Oh Lord, we thank You for this hour of prayer. Thank You for how much You have exposed to us during the course of this prayer session. Thank You for the answers we already have received to our prayers. Thank You, Lord, for fresh oil You have released on us. Fresh anointing, fresh grace, fresh fire You have released into our lives. Be glorified, be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank You, Lord, for the victories You have given to us. Thank You for a new beginning. Great success, great achievements we have already received. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank You for doors You have opened unto us. Thank You, Lord, for Your mighty hand that has that has begun work in us, to change us into another creature, be glorified forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that everything your people have said to your ears in this place tonight, Lord, in your mercy, answer them all in the name of Jesus. The grace we have prayed for, O Lord, release them into every life now. In the name of Jesus, release such grace into every life here. In the name of Jesus, I pray for you that confusion shall end in your life. Deception shall end in your life. Then a clear direction shall locate your life. A clear direction from heaven. A direction that you will follow and become great. Let it locate your life now in Jesus' name. I pray for you that what was difficult for others to achieve and accomplish, you will accomplish them with ease in the name of Jesus. Great things that was so hard for others to do, you will do those things with great ease in the name of Jesus. Effortlessly, you will rise into greatness. Effortlessly, you will prosper beyond all limitations in the name of Jesus. The glory of the Lord shall rest upon you, and the power of the Lord shall lift you up. The power of the Lord shall transform your life in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father, because I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen. Amen.